Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Pleased to welcome in Drew from the Exceptional Foundation. As this is something that those of you hear from about time to time. And I was talking to Drew before we got on the air, and I even said, you know, the thing that always sticks out in my mind is, for some reason, I don't know why, but every year I go to a baseball game, I end up going to, like, Exceptional Night. Coach Butch Thompson, I think he's very close with you guys' program, a big supporter as well.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
So that's one reason he does that, and I think it's cool because usually somebody from the Exceptional Foundation does the anthem, and they let people introduce names throughout the game. I got to talk with Butch a little bit on maybe some of the pronunciations, and let's get some Smiths and some Joneses up there. But walk us through the Exceptional Foundation and what those who may be new to this and not listening to it, what all it involves.
Sure, I would love to.
Your elevator speech, if you will. How about that?
Absolutely. So the Exceptional Foundation, I'm biased, of course, but it's the best place in our city,
yes,
in our county. And it started in 2017 with four moms on a mission who were just looking into the future of what they would do with their child once their child aged out of the school system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the idea was born. And 8 years later, we now serve over 100 adults with disabilities, 8 different counties, 16 different disabilities. And really our goal is just to give them a place that they can come and find purpose and thrive and have joy. And what that looks like is just taking them places within the community. Just like you said, the baseball game, we are so blessed with such a wonderful supportive community and university and school systems that just allow us to come in and bring our participants in and be involved in different areas. And so we just have fun. I mean, that looks like some functional academics sometimes. That looks like karaoke. Mm. That looks like painting pottery. Just a little bit of everything. And we just have fun, and we give them a place, again, where they can find community and family and friends and thrive. And for their families, you know, this allows them a safe place for them to go so that some of the families can work and just have a little bit of respite. So mm-hmm. I've got two of our participants with us. I've got TJ and Biddy, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about what happens in the Exceptional Foundation and about some of the big events that are coming up and ways that the community can support us.
Who wants to go first?
I will.
All right. Now, TJ, what did you bring to the table today? What are we going to talk about with you?
We're going to talk and share with the radio station about all the field trips we go on.
Mm.
A lot of it is we went to the Pumpkin Patch yesterday, and we'll go out in the community and help others. Sometimes we'll do we'll go bowling. We'll go, like Ms. Drew said, paint pottery. Mm-hmm. We'll go Well, sometimes just like we'll do Bible, go help out, teach little kids about Jesus and all that stuff. And it's just blessing to go help out in the community in any way we can.
And make friends with other people. I mean, with those that join from time to time, from year to year, right?
Yes, sir. We get about a few, more than a few. We get like a lot of people each year that come in. Mm-hmm. Some that have, like, if it's their first year, they'll come in, we'll welcome them, share the love of Jesus with them, and they'll learn to love it in the near future.
And Biddy, before I get to you, is Exceptional Foundation, is it faith-based at all, Drew?
It is. Yes, it is. It is faith-based. And one big thing that I didn't mention is that we are actually moving to a new location next week. So we are moving to Glen Avenue, the former Grace Auburn building. So mm-hmm. we have three programs within the Exceptional Foundation. I mentioned our growth, but we began with around 25 to 30 participants. And I think I said we serve now over 90, close to 100. So we now have three different divisions under Exceptional Foundation, mm-hmm. just kind of three tracks depending on need. And all of those programs, they have been separated, but now we're going to come together in one building starting next week on Glen Avenue behind the Auburn Chamber of Commerce. So we're really excited about that.
That is fantastic. Did you need the space? Did you need a little bit bigger?
Absolutely, we needed bigger space. We get we have a waiting list. We're getting families that are calling us daily, moving into this area, needing a place like Exceptional Foundation. And so we need more space so that we can serve more families that have a need for this.
That's fantastic. So, Biddy, you are going to tell us about some events that are going to be coming up and some ways people can get involved, as well as what you guys will be doing.
Yes, we are having a TTT coming up on Saturday, October 25th, 2025. It's actually called Tigers, Toddies, and Tailgates. It's before the Auburn versus Arkansas game.
Mm.
It's going to be at Thorn Farm, Hamilton Road in Auburn. They meet an hour before kickoff, and there's a live auction, a silent auction. There's going to be food trucks, cocktails. It's not just cocktails for us, but we don't drink. But we are also going to be having on November 20th at 1 to 7 p.m. and November 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 720 East Glen Avenue in Auburn. We're going to be having a thing at we have every year called Meg's Market. Mm-hmm. And we all come together and we paint beautiful pottery. And on that pottery, we have brand new paints that we're using this year. Mm. And we have bowls and mugs and ornaments. It's a beautiful array of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're like a big family. At least that's what how I see it. And I love everybody that I've met so far. And we just have a blast. And we even, some of us get to work Meg's Market. And the best part of all, if you work it, you get one free item after working it.
Okay.
And then, of course, you pay for the rest. No. But we just have so much fun. And other than that, I hope you all can join us. And there's also a way that you, for TTT, you can, like, get packages to get mm-hmm. a whole table. Or you could do a sponsorship. There's a silent auction. You can, like, give something for the silent auction. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of fun, and I hope everybody could join us in some way. And that's all I could think of to say, but I hope you have a blast coming.
With some of the paint they're going to do, anything going to match your nails? I noticed your glittery nails.
Actually, my nails are falling apart. They're gels, but they're not looking the best right now. And because they're gels, I can't get them off.
Well, they look good from here.
I saw the glittery
being festive.
They're Halloween.
There you go. That's what I thought.
And the best part is on October 30th, after we move into our new facility, we are having a big Halloween party. Mm. And we get to dress up in our costumes. I'm going as an angel. I can't wait. And I'm
going as a minion.
Yes, he is.
An angel and a minion.
An Perfect. Angel and a minion. And we are going to have so much fun. We get candy, and it's just blast, and we love it, and just, I'm looking forward to it.
And to echo you just a little bit, Biddy,
yep.
One of our, you know, we are a 501(c),
yes.
so we do have to raise our own funds. Mm-hmm. Our families do pay tuition, but they only pay less than 40% of what it actually costs for them to come. So we have to raise the other amount. We want to offer a quality program for an affordable price. So that's why things like our Tailgates, Tigers and Toddies and our Meg's Market are such big events for us for fundraising. Mm. As Biddy mentioned, we have tickets available for our Tigers, Tailgates, and Toddies. We also have sponsorships. We're looking for silent auction items. All that information can be found on our website, which is www.efofea.org. Also, ways to volunteer or get involved. Again, we love going places within the community, or if somebody has something they want to bring to us, we have people come in and do yoga. We have people come in that do different activities
and
with
drumming.
Our participants.
Drumming. Don't forget the drumming.
And we also
Lots of things.
The talent show and
we do a talent show
in the spring. We have lots of talent within EFEA, and we like to showcase that to the community. So last year was our first spring to offer that as a ticketed event. We'll do that again in April. April, and so we're just really excited about it. Lots of fun things.
Drew, you'd mentioned waiting lists and people, you know, that may have somebody that may transition into this, maybe that is younger. Do they need to get on that, or not just people that are moving to town, or do they just need to reach out to you to ask how they get
involved? Right. Okay. So again, if they go to our website, there is an interest application that they complete. Then once we receive that, we reach out to them to schedule an interview just to figure out, you know, exactly which program would be the best fit, if we have room in that program, or whether they're going to need to be on a waiting list, and just what that looks like. And so that's really easy to find on our website. It just says, you know, Exceptional Foundation interest application for a participant, and we just go from there and get in touch with them.
Did y'all realize that it was going to get this big since when this started in 2017?
I don't think they realized that, but you know, this community has grown, it makes sense. And it's just, again, it's such a need. It's one of those things that people don't really think about, that what happens to these precious friends after they no longer have the school system anymore. And so it's just, there's such a need for something like this, and it's such a wonderful place. I mean, we say as a staff that it's just such a blessing to work there. They teach us so much. Yeah. Teach us more than we teach them.
We have a great staff. Mm-hmm. We love our staff.
Our staff's amazing.
And We even have staff that will drive us to, like, the other day we went to Cookout for lunch.
Nice.
And it was fantastic. We get to order whatever we want. And
that's one of our boss's favorite restaurants, too.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
We love
Mine,
Cookout.
Too. And we also, we have, at the Christmas time, when Christmas comes, we go to the home with the elderly, and we get to sing Christmas carols. And we have one of the staff helps us prepare our Christmas songs, so we have it by memory with the guitar, and we get to sing. I love to sing, and everyone loves to sing. And we all go around the different areas and the rooms, and we sing Christmas carols. It's a lot of fun. Last year, I had a solo. And a couple other of my friends had a solo too, had solos too. But we hope everybody could join us at Meg's Market or TTT. Mm-hmm. And we're just a big family, and I love being here.
So this isn't just event. I mean, it's programming too that you guys have to put together.
Oh, absolutely. We do program. We have a schedule every day that we follow. You know, most of our staff has been trained either in rehab and disability studies or special education, and have a great background of wealth that they can bring to the table. But we just, you know, the main thing is we want them to have joy and have fun. So we have a guided schedule, and we, you know, go out and do field trips in the community. So yes, it's a lot, but it's a blessing.
Betty, TJ, and Drew with us. Drew, one more time, the website, how they can find you guys, sure. How they can get involved.
Absolutely. Website is www.efofea.org. Check us out.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We'll have this up on the website a little bit later on as well, so you can check that out, and we'll put you a link up there. So pay attention to that as well. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.